Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DiTullio along with Charlie Long, and we're joined here by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, you explained to us maybe a couple weeks back about you kind of spilled all your notes here in the podcast. And so what was the focus this week? I know you had the Texans.
Yeah. I mean, the Texans defensively are outstanding, but I'm telling you, all three levels, and you know, those dudes can flat play. Although, offensively, man, we talk about it all the time, and I know you just appreciate the line of scrimmage play, but if you don't have an O-line, I don't care who your wide receivers are, I don't care who your running backs are, I don't care who your quarterback is, if you don't have an O-line that can dominate line of scrimmage, you can't win in this league. You just can't. And the Texans are challenged up front, and I really don't know that C.J. Stroud is going to make a difference. I know they play Thursday night, and we'll see, you know, what that looks like between, I think it's the Texans and the Bills. But I don't think, based on what I've seen offensively and what I studied offensively, I just don't think their defense is going to be able to carry that anemic offense over the finish line to at least a wild card playoff berth. I certainly don't think they're going to overtake Indianapolis for the division crown.
Mark, the Saints play the Falcons this coming Sunday. To me, the Falcons look like a team in free fall. Defensively, man, you see good play and then two bad ones. Two good plays, a bad one. On offense, they've gotten away a little bit from what won for them, and that was running the ball with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. I think they tried to structure the offense more toward Michael Penix and throwing the football. Kirk Cousins doesn't move well in the pocket at all. He's almost like a telephone booth guy that you know where he's going to be at. I think the Saints got a real shot here against the Falcons. I think the Falcons overall have more talent on the team. But right now, this is a football club that's playing with no energy, no sort of momentum, and you let Bryce Young throw for over 440 yards on you?
Yeah. I will tell you, man, I love Staley as a defensive coordinator. I love the way that defense plays. I love the plan they had at Carolina. I just think that this is a team – and I'm not saying they're going to win them all, but I go back to, you know, Detroit, when Detroit went 3-13 and then started the season 1-6 or whatever it was, 1-7, and then reeled off like six of the last seven, or what it was. You know, I can't remember the exact kind of how it happened, but you know, it feels like maybe the Niners back in the day when they were struggling and they made that trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, and all of a sudden they went on to win like six of the last seven or whatever it was. That's what the Saints feel like to me. It feels like they've got an opportunity here. And I'm not saying they're super talented, because they're not. They still have a lot of work to do from a talent standpoint. But I think their schedule is favorable. I think that win against Carolina meant something, the way they played. I feel like they go on a little bit of a run here and finish this season really strong, and you know, and go into the offseason feeling pretty good about what they accomplished and pretty you know, and have a great understanding of what they've got to do going forward as far as, you know, getting an aging defense back to where it needs to be, getting a, you know, an interior of their offensive line. They've got to upgrade there, but I feel pretty good about kind of where the Saints are right now. I know they're only, what, 2-8, but I feel pretty good about kind of their 2-8 going forward.
We saw the game I think we thought we'd see between the Rams and Seattle. The turnovers were a killer for Seattle. But, man, again, Matt Stafford at his age, and I know he's dealing with a back injury. Mark, I don't know how you can't give him the MVP trophy. Listen, if it would end today, what he's done, I mean, with no preseason work, didn't even practice, you know, in the summer at all, and to watch him throw football, it's just amazing at his age.
Yeah, he's incredible, and what they've done is incredible. But I look at it like you get four turnovers, four interceptions. I think you were plus three in the turnover category. You had four short fields, and you came away with 21 points. And you only beat a Seattle team who turned it over four times. You only beat them 21-19. And I kind of walked away from that, if I'm Seattle, going, shoot, like, we're a really good team. You know, you turn the ball over four times and get four short fields. You should have won that game 41-19,
yep,
not 21-19. And so that was interesting to me. As far as MVP is concerned, like I assumed that Matt Stafford, if his back was all right, was going to deal, you know, with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua and just the way they run the ball and the defense they've established. For me, it's Jonathan Taylor. Like, Jonathan Taylor is, like, nobody, and I mean nobody, thought the Indianapolis Colts were going to run away with that division, and nobody thought that Daniel Jones was going to resurrect his career. And I think all of it you can point to just about all of it with Jonathan Taylor and what he does. You know, in that game against Atlanta down in Germany, man, he takes off. They're down, and bam, 83-yard touchdown. You know, just outrunning the defense, physical, nasty, runs people over and can outrun people. And then on that overtime drive, I think they gave it to him five straight times with conversions. And then, you know, they score that walk-off touchdown. So I look at him. Plus, I hate giving it to quarterbacks every year. It's more of my hate for quarterbacks than anything else. So I'm just going to be honest with you.
Rick Venturi is a good friend of mine. He does the color work for the Coach Network. And so I asked him, I said, Coach, how surprised are you with what you're seeing now with the Colts? He says, how surprised are you? I said, I'm shocked. He said, so am I. Because he said, no one saw this. No one saw this coming with Daniel Jones. He said, we knew we had a pretty good offensive line. He said Taylor had sort of gotten beaten up a little bit over the last few years. But to see him play, but he said really the surprise is how good their defense has played too.
Well, you know, I'm a big Lou Anarumo fan, and I thought he just got the rawest of raw deals in Cincinnati, but it doesn't surprise me because it's the Bengals. And so, you know, I mean, you should just, that should be standard operating procedure. But, yeah, they've been really good. You know, nobody in that organization thought Daniel Jones was going to be the answer, because if they did, they wouldn't have had an open competition at the beginning of training camp with he and what's the cast name?
Anthony Richardson.
I think we're all a bit shocked, pleasantly surprised, if you will. And listen, man, Daniel Jones, like, he's not the most dynamic personality guy that you'll ever sit down and talk with, but he's a good dude, right? He's a really good dude, and I'm really happy for him, because I'll be honest with you, I never thought, I thought it was over. Like, I said it when he played for the Giants, I wouldn't pay him, and I don't think he's a franchise quarterback, and man, he's playing really good football right now. It's exciting.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, to watch him play and, you know, just stay away from the fumbles, because that was always been a killer for him with the Giants.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, it was something that Mike and I were talking about in the first segment of this hour with facing the Falcons this upcoming week. When we had Kellen Moore on for the Saints Coaches Show last night, he had pointed out Bijan Robinson and his ability to create an explosive play basically anytime he touches the ball, the star running back a couple years ago that they took in the top 10 picks. But also the 1-2 punch that they feature with Tyler Allgeier, who I think their coaching staff may have recently said is an underrated star on that roster. But both of those guys, especially Allgeier, has kind of under the radar performed really well against the Saints. Bijan's obviously the key guy in that offense for the Saints to really have to try and stop this upcoming weekend. But slowing down both of them and then forcing what is an immobile Kirk Cousins to have to beat them is definitely the biggest key for this game.
Yeah, it shut down the running game, and it was really interesting. That game I did between the Saints and the Carolina Panthers, I mean, that was the game plan that you saw. And you know what, Brandon Staley did a great job of bringing edge pressure consistently, overloading one side, making the running back cut back into unblocked guys. And they just took that running game completely away from the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, Bryce Young wasn't up to beating them. And, like, I look a lot the same. Like, you got to shut those two running backs down, easier said than done, but shut those dudes down and put it in the hands of Kirk Cousins. And if you do that, you got a recipe to win this football game. And so, and I'm with you. Like, I think, me personally, I know how incredibly gifted Bijan Robinson is, because he is. But I think that the real key to that offense being good is Allgeier being just a tenderizer, just beating people up, and then letting Bijan do Bijan stuff, you know. So I've always thought they kind of almost – at times don't have the proper mix between those guys. And anyhow, you know, that's just my own personal opinion, having covered a bunch of Falcons games with those two dudes at the running back position.
Mark, man, you're in the heart of it, but to see the Broncos defense, kind of compare this. We've seen some good defenses over the past 5-6 years, because that you can't go too much farther than that, just the way it's the commuter world of the NFL. But how good that defense is, it's amazing to watch them. Vance Joseph has done a fantastic job. Now, he got talent around him now, and I got coaching relative of mine. He said, I'm a lot smarter coach when I got better players. But, man, are the Broncos playing some out-of-this-world defense?
Yeah, they held the Kansas City Chiefs to 19 points. And, you know, they did it minus their best middle linebacker in Alex Singleton, the guy who's the green dot, the right-hand extension of Vance Joseph. And they did it without Pat Surtain. Yeah, I mean, like that's two stars on this defense at two different levels, and neither of those guys played. And so to be able to do what they did, and I'm telling you, I did a breakdown on my radio show today, and I'll do it on the Stink of Truth podcast on YouTube tomorrow. You can check that out as well. On the Broncos' third downs, Vance Joseph, that was a master clinic on third down. And it was come get a taste third down is what I called it, because they played, I think it was 16 third down plays. Kansas City only converted five of them. And I think 14 of the 16, they played man-to-man. And they just were like, we're better than you, even with our backups. And, you know, Kansas City coming off a bye week, Andy Reid is 21-4 coming off the bye week. They have all their receivers, all their complemented tight ends. Everybody's healthy, and they shut them down. I mean, straight man-to-man. And it wasn't like normally in the National Football League, when you get into third down and 10-plus, you're playing some form of sticks, what we call sticks, right? You're dropping, you know, seven guys at about the sticks, and you're making the quarterback dump it off underneath, and then you're rallying up and making a tackle. And the Broncos, third down and 15, third down and 16, third down and 10, third down and 12, man-to-man, come get a taste. They don't care. And they had some unbelievable, like, double teams. They had a one play, you know, when you motion a back out of the backfield and that linebacker starts to follow them, and they're trying to run double slant off a two-man side and run the running back on a rail, you know, down the rail, down the sideline. And as soon as they do it, as soon as they motion the back and the linebacker follows, they snap the ball because they got him, right? They got him in this pick play. And the linebacker just stops. He takes number two. The slot safety takes number one, who's running the double slants. And the corner on the outside takes the running back, and Patrick Mahomes has to dirt the play before he gets sacked. I mean, it was brilliant. So you're saying basically, okay, now my middle linebacker is covering your slot receiver. Now what? And it was brilliant. It was like he was reading, you know, it was like the water boy, you know, football for dummies. Vance Joseph, you know, that, yeah, and this is Andy Reid, who's one of the best play callers in football. Vance was in his hip pocket, man, in his hip pocket.
Mark, I'm going to let you go with this, but, man, if you want to get into the coaching ranks, man, look at the kind of money that's being thrown around toward Lane Kiffin right now. You got three schools, one, you know, his own school right now at Ole Miss, but what LSU in Florida doing to try to entice him to be their head coach. It's amazing. And we live in a different world of college football, but I think what we're seeing here with Kiffin, the season's not over yet, and yet two teams making unbelievable offers to him before he plays his final regular season game, and that team will be in the top 12 in the college football playoffs.
Hey, yeah, that's crazy. Hey, next time you talk to Kellen Moore, just remind him that when I was at Idaho, we whipped Boise State. Whipped their asses.
I will do it, Steak. Thanks so much, bud. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.